Hey, I'm Johanna Wagstaff.
And hi there, I'm Rohith Joseph.
And we're asking for 10 minutes of your day to go through the 10 things that the UN recommends we can all do when it comes to climate change.
Please don't leave.
No.
And also, the things aren't new.
We are just wired to not do them.
We promise you to help you figure out your brains, and you and your people can make better choices to combat climate change.
10 Minutes to Save the Planet is available now on CBC Listen and everywhere you get your podcasts.
From CBC News, The World This Hour, I'm Tom Harrington. Haiti is on the verge of political change. The resignation of the unpopular Prime Minister Ariel Henry is paving the way for a transitional council and, hopefully, a new government. Evan Dyer reports.
The streets are empty of policemen for now.
Etienne Cote-Paluc is editor of Haiti Today. He says most of the capital's remaining police, the ones still reporting for duty, are concentrated in downtown Port-au-Prince, guarding the National Palace and a few other key sites, surrounded by gangs on all sides. But there was less shooting today, and police appear to have recaptured the seaport that was in gang hands until yesterday.
Everybody's been hiding in their place, in their home. All the schools are out. For now, we're waiting to see what's going to happen. But today, it was calm.
Haitians are digesting the news that their unpopular prime minister is gone, replaced by a presidential council made up of 7 representatives. But the change most Haitians are really waiting for is the arrival of a promised multinational force led by Kenya. Today, Nairobi said it wants to see that new government installed before it deploys its forces. Evan Dyer, CBC News, Ottawa.
Robert Hur defended his findings today before a congressional committee. He's the former special counsel who investigated President Joe Biden's handling of classified documents. Hur chose not to bring charges, describing the former vice president as a well-meaning elderly man with a failing memory. Democratic Representative Adam Schiff took exception to what he called playing politics.
You chose a general pejorative reference to the president. You understood when you made that decision, didn't you, Mr. Hur, that you would ignite a political firestorm with that language, didn't you?
Congressman, politics played no part whatsoever in my investigative steps.
But you understood
decision,
nevertheless, didn't you, Mr. Hur? Mr. Hur, you cannot tell me you're so naive as to think your words would not have created a political firestorm.
Republicans on the committee accuse Hur, himself a registered Republican, of having a double standard for not charging Biden. They point out Donald Trump is being prosecuted for his retention of sensitive documents. The White House is sending $300 million in weapons and ammunition to Ukraine. But National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan warns the aid announced today is not nearly enough.
This ammunition will keep Ukraine's guns firing for a period, but only a short period. It is nowhere near enough to meet Ukraine's battlefield needs, and it will not prevent Ukraine from running out of ammunition in the weeks to come.
Sullivan says this new package comes from cost savings found by the Pentagon. He is urging the U.S. House of Representatives to approve the $95 billion aid package that includes funding for Ukraine and Israel. Another investigation has been launched into the controversial ArriveCan app. Now the Public Sector Integrity Commissioner is looking into any possible wrongdoing in the development of the technology. Kate McKenna reports.
The controversial ArriveCan app is under the microscope once again. Public Sector Integrity Commissioner Harriet Soloway confirmed her investigation in a letter sent to Conservative MP Kelly Block. Soloway's office reviews violations in the federal public sector. News of another probe comes 1 month after a scathing report from the Auditor General, who said she ultimately couldn't confirm the cost of the pandemic-era app because of shoddy record-keeping. Still, it was initially estimated to cost $80,000, and now the Auditor General estimates the final cost was about $59.5 million. Parliamentarians are set to hear more about what happened tomorrow and Thursday as they question employees of GC Strategies, one of the main companies paid for developing the app. Kate McKenna, CBC News, Ottawa.
A top Canadian curler has been provisionally suspended for up to 4 years after failing a doping test. Four-time women's champion Breanne Harris tested positive for Legendrol. The substance can be used to increase energy and muscle growth. Harris says she was exposed unknowingly through bodily contact. The 32-year-old is appealing the suspension and says she still hopes to compete at the next Winter Olympics. And that is your World This Hour. For CBC News, I'm Tom Harrington. Thanks for listening.